Welcome to Parenting Matters Now, a source of parenting advice a few minutes at a time.
Do you ever want a day off of parenting? Or do you ever need a day off from parenting? Hi, this is Dr. Roger Smith with Parenting Matters Now. And I want to encourage you to take a day off from parenting from time to time. Recently, I was sick, and you may can tell that my voice is a little bit different today. I've spent a few days in bed after battling an acute illness, but I'm a little better. It made me think, though, that parents, particularly moms of young children, have difficulty taking a day off whenever they are sick or tired or emotionally distressed. But we must come up with a way to have that relief or respite period. So I want to challenge particularly young moms or moms of young children to find a way to call on family, neighbors, or others in your community that can come to your aid and give you even just a few hours off sometimes makes all the difference. Just to be able to go to the grocery store without a string of children to tend to is a relief. But especially whenever you're tired or ill, you must have a system to call upon to give you some relief, to take care of yourself. I remember to memorized a little ditty when I was in college many years ago, and it went like this. If your output exceeds your intake, then your upkeep becomes your downfall. If we don't have a way to refuel ourselves, particularly when we're physically ill, it will lead to poor parenting. And so self-care is so important in the parenting process. And so finding a way to physically or emotionally refuel is so important. So before you need it, you must build a system, whether it's through your church or community group, or whether it's some type of special interest group you're involved with, a club, a homeschool association, having friends that you know that you can call upon and return the favor of coming to one another's aid almost on the drop of a hat. So it may be just sharing a meal, bringing a meal to someone that can have the night off from cooking. But particularly whenever we're ill and need to spend the day in bed, someone to take care of the children is so important. So I encourage you to plan a system of finding relief, especially if you have no family nearby that can come to your aid. So many years ago, we lived 1,000 miles from our family, and my wife did a great job of establishing friends who had children the same age, and they were able to come to one another's aid. And I challenge you to learn to take a day off from parenting for your own sake and for the sake of your children. This is Dr. Roger Smith with Parenting Matters Now.
Subscribe to Parenting Matters Now for more advice, or go to rogersmithmd.com to search for more topics. See you next time.